Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Wednesday, August 2nd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, Wall Street operates in three time dimensions: high frequency, standard, and long term. The first dimension I call high-speed Wall Street. This is the dimension of high-frequency traders, a lightning-fast world of high-speed communication and supercomputers. In this dimension, trades are made literally in the blink of an eye. A high-frequency trader buys and sells before a conventional order even reaches the floor for execution. In the couple of minutes it takes for our home computer to route an order from our internet service provider to the broker to the executing authority and back to you, a high-frequency trader could have executed and settled a couple of trades, far outdistancing you and I. Now, many on Wall Street consider high-frequency trading as nothing more than a sophisticated case of front-running, where a group of highly capitalized, technologically advanced traders can beat the average investor to the market and thereby take advantage of the retail investor's order flow, buying and selling ahead of the public. Now, a couple of years ago, it looked like we were going to get some reform in high-frequency trading, but the current administration in Washington has chosen not to pursue this. The second dimension on Wall Street is what I called standard investing. You and I and the Federal Reserve live in what we call Wall Street Standard Time. Now, the Federal Reserve meets 10 times a year, and this comports well with the quarterly earnings reports from public corporations. Standard Time is the time of the stock market. It's a time measured in days and weeks. And leading this part of Wall Street is the Federal Reserve, and especially its chairman, Jerome Powell. The Fed sets the itinerary of Standard Time investing, and the Fed's two principal indicators, by law, are stable prices and full employment. You'll hear those two indicators echoed in the latest statement by the Federal Reserve issued last Wednesday. Quote, "Recent indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace. Job gains have been robust in recent months, and the unemployment rate has remained low. Inflation remains elevated." Unquote. So there are the two indicators, employment when they said job gains have been robust, and stable prices, quote, "inflation remains elevated." Oops, kind of missed on that one. Add to the Fed's twin mandates, stable prices and full employment, to that add corporate earnings, and you pretty much covered the waterfront in terms of what Wall Street Standard Time dimensional investors see. In the world of those of us who are average investors, we look to see that the economy is doing well, our neighbors are employed, and the companies we invest in are profitable. It's a dimension of time that fits well with our investment style. While some investors may trade as many as 5 or 6 times a year, and perhaps even more, the average retail portfolio turns over only 1 to 2 times per year. A trading pattern that fits nicely with those quarterly earnings and the Federal Reserve, which meets 10 times a year. Now, current important indicators for Standard Time investors are inflation and earnings. The current low unemployment rate has most investors assuming that everything is doing all right in the labor markets. Now, there is a third dimension to Wall Street, the truly long-term investors. It's a group that we hear almost nothing about, a marketplace that generates no headlines and has very few spokespersons. No one ever asks the really long-term investor for their latest hot tip. You'll get no inside information from these investors. And the chances are they don't even know about Apple's latest iPhone or the newest cutting-edge technology. Their principal investments are bonds, and mainly U.S. Treasuries. Ironically, this is the largest investment marketplace in the world. It's a place of basis points and actuarial tables where the smallest fraction of a return can mean all the difference between investment success or failure. The principal investors here are endowments, insurance companies, sovereign funds, and the like. These are gigantic portfolios hedged against life insurance policies, retirement accounts, and endowment contracts. They take the concept of macro and write it large. Unlike the minutes and seconds of the high-frequency traders, or the days and weeks of the standard investor, these long-term investors look to years and decades. They are the insurance companies that need to make good on a policy that will pay off in 20 or 30 years. The university that will need to replace a science lab in 25 years from now, or the sovereign fund that needs to provide Social Security benefits for the citizens 30 years from now. So as you'd suspect, their perspective is entirely different from the high-frequency or standard investor perspective. Certainly, interest rates are important for the long-term investor, but not necessarily today's interest rates. For instance, the Federal Reserve has been steadily raising interest rates. Fed funds, the shortest interest rate, now stands at 5.5%. This move by the Fed has driven the yield on two-year treasuries to 4.88%. That's a higher yield than any of the other longer maturity U.S. treasuries. In fact, it's 87 basis points higher than the closely watched 10-year treasury. This is an extremely rare event, noticed mainly by the long-term traders. Short-term treasuries are supposed to have a lower yield than longer-term. What's more, this inversion, the 2-year lower than the 10-year, has been going on for nearly a year now, one of the longest periods ever where short-term bond yields are more than long-term bond yields. My long-term bond investing friends tell me that this is almost a surefire indication that longer-term interest rates are coming down. Finally, the long-term investor takes a different view of the labor market. While the standard investment time investor views this very low unemployment rate, currently at 3.6%, as an indication of a healthy economy, the long-term investors are puzzled by some of its recent anomalies. From Q1 2021 to Q2 2023, there has been a 33% increase in workers with disability. This is the highest number of disability in 24 years. Combine that with the anecdotal reports of sudden death syndrome, and it raises a question among long-term investors as to the health and vitality of American workers. So are you a high-frequency trader, a standard-time investor, or a long-term investor? It makes all the difference in how you view the financial world. And that's the value side for Wednesday, August 2nd. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.